You're listening to another great podcast in the MyMac Podcasting Network. Happy New Year, Melissa.
Happy New Year, Elisa.
Are you ready? Geekiest show ever, 430.
Ready as I'll ever be, which is not much.
So what have you been up to?
I hit the new year running, that's for sure. Yikes, my goodness. I've been up to a lot of things. I've been working a lot. Can't complain. Been busy. Haven't had time to paint my nails or take care of my own stuff, but can't complain. What have you been up to? You traveled and recovered?
No, we haven't traveled, but we will be in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were working on travel plans. Are you using Tripsy for it?
I am.
Good. I am. Good. Still got to use that Set app. I'm still using Set app apps. Still doing that. I actually have been using, well, I'll just talk about that a little bit. Since I'm still a Set app affiliate, there will be links in the show notes for that. Make sure you check that out. Set app is still wonderful. I still go in and look for new apps all the time. I was a member of a platform that just wrapped up, and I needed to download some content, and there were some videos and things, and I wanted to be able to review them again later. And so I was able to download videos, and I was using
Downy?
I did use Downy, but that got to be a little bit tedious. And there was another, it was called PullTube. That one ended up being a little bit better. I used a combination of the two of them, but for some reason, PullTube just ended up working out a little bit better. I can't tell you why, but the point is that with Setup, you have all of these different choices and these different options. So there might be two apps that do the same feature, the same function, but they have different features. And that's what I really like about Setup, is that you have some choices between the two. So if one app does the same job, there might be another one that does it just a little bit differently. So yeah, I was using those two apps for this last task that I was doing, and that was super cool. What else can I tell you about that? What else have I been using? Oh, and then Permute still, because then that converted the app, the file would download, and it would download into like one type of file, and I needed to convert it to an MP4, and then Permute would then automatically do that. And it would bing, and it would tell me it was done, and then I could move on to the next thing. That was pretty cool. So I've been happy with that. I'm also still using MoneyWiz. I haven't gotten into like reconciling it, but I like the fact that I can download my transactions, and that's been really cool. Because now that I have, I still have like some money, you know, like cash money that's been laying around, and I started, you know, keeping track of that a little bit better. The only thing that I will say about money was that I realized, and this has been interesting, for a while I was getting these text messages that would say, your verification code is blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is going on? Is this a scam? And I was deleting them. And then it dawned on me, oh, I know what's happening. One of my accounts is in MoneyWiz. And I think what happens is that for whatever reason, that particular account is probably on some kind of a timer that it times out, and it needs to generate a new security code. And what's probably happening is MoneyWiz is like pinging it, and so it's sending me a new code. So I have to write to the developer and say, can you make this stop?
Yeah.
or maybe they can't, but maybe it's the bank, you know, it could be.
Or at least let you know what it is so that you don't ignore it.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, I don't know if this is happening, you know, how many people this is happening to, but yeah, I don't know exactly which end the problem is on, but it's definitely an issue. So yeah, because I don't want to, because at first I started to mark it as BAM and like block it. And I was like, ooh, no, I shouldn't do that. That's probably legitimate, but it's a glitch. So yeah, so it's not a setup issue. It's just an issue with either the bank talking to MoneyWiz, or it's something within MoneyWiz that keeps asking for it too many times or something. So yeah, but it's one little discovery that I made. So that's been cool. I did have a birthday since we talked last time. I know.
Happy birthday to 50. Oh, like I told you before, that's in my rear view mirror.
I know, it's cool.
That was long ago and far away, though I do remember my 50th birthday party.
Oh, do you? But, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's hope for me then, huh? Okay, I won't forget everything.
I still remember it, but that was like such a long time ago.
it was pretty good. It was a really good birthday party, but you know, being a December baby, I now have a half of a century of experience under my belt. You know how long I've been waiting to make that joke?
But up. You know, it's funny when you say half a century, depending on the circumstance you use it, sometimes it's like, oh, only 50 years. And you're like, holy crap, 50 years.
Yeah. Do you know how long it's taken me to survive 50 years? Like, do you know what I had to survive? A freaking plague, man. You know, yeah. I made it 50 years. It's not a lot of people have. So I'm grateful. But yeah, it was a good party, but you know, a lot of people couldn't make it. But being a December cursed baby, I'm kind of used to that. I was joking with another December baby. I said, yeah, you wake up in the morning, you look at your texts, and half of them are happy birthday. And the other half are, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't make your party. I got the plague. I got sick. And you know, you feel bad. And it's like, all right, there's another cake that didn't get eaten that I'm going to have to either eat myself and gain another 50 pounds. Thanks very much. Or throw it away. So, but yeah, it was very nice, and I feel incredibly, incredibly spoiled and blessed and all that. And oh my gosh, I got some amazing gifts that I totally did not expect, and I'm still trying to pick my jaw up off the floor. And like, I don't know what I did to deserve these things. And I'm so, so thankful, so grateful. I'm still trying to figure out like how to write thank you notes. And of course I want to make them very special, and oh, yes, it's going to be fun. I want to have a fun year. I want to get into crafting more. I want to socialize more. There's a lot of things I want to do with my midlife crisis. I mean, my next coming year. I want to be social. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. We want to talk about blue sky is one of our topics. Before we get into that, we have a couple just little things we want to talk about. One of the new features in iOS 18, have you played around with the Notes app call recording feature? Have you used that yet?
No, I saw it, but I have not used it.
It is pretty cool, let me tell you. In fact, I showed it to my dad. I always test out these new features. He just upgraded his phone to a 15, and so he gets to play along now. So I really have fun with that. I showed him how it worked. And he thought it was pretty cool. And then I was so proud of him. And he always says, he's like, you'd be so proud of me. I'm like, oh, I'm always so proud of you, Daddy. He calls me up and he's like, guess what I did? He's like you. He likes to play with the scammers. Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah. He likes to bait them. Like, oh, God. I'm like, Lisa does that. Well, so maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. So next time you get one of those scammer calls, like, you know, if they say that they're calling for something or such and such, You can tap the button up at the top, you know, in the little island thing. You can tap it and tap record call, and it'll say this call is being recorded. And when they hear that now, because my dad did this, he said the caller on the other end, he said, excuse me. He said, well, I'm recording this call now too. And click. So when you want to get rid of them, just tap that button. And when they hear that, they'll probably hang up because they get intimidated now because now they're being recorded. So it's a little tool in your toolbox. So he really enjoyed that. I was playing around with it and I came across something interesting. I was trying to call the bank to get some information, and I ended up in this endless loop of the phone tree where they have to, you know, they say they're going to transfer you. Well, I wanted to try recording the call because I knew it was going to be a lot of information and I was tired and I was having a hard time, you know, trying to focus and follow along. And I thought, well, this would be good, an opportunity to record the call. And I'm not sure how they're going to feel about me recording the call, but I thought, you don't get what you don't ask for. So I'll press the button, see what happens. And so I went to tap it. But just at that time, it was during the time where, you know, he had put me on hold or something. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. So depending on when you tap the button, you could actually get away with recording the call. Now, I guess by law or whatever you want to call it, you know, you're required to notify, you know, because how different states have different laws about whether or not that's admissible in court.
Yeah, some states it's only one person has to approve it. Mm-hmm. So if you're the person recording and you live in that kind of a state, then you're good.
Right, exactly. And so that by by law or whatever, when you tap that button, the little message comes on and says this call is being recorded. You know, you're not saying it, but the little recording says that you are. Well, I tapped the button. It said it. Now, it got on the recording, but at the time when I pressed it, the other person wasn't listening. Does it still count? So I don't know. I don't know.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
If they say they're recording it and they're saying for training purposes,
right.
Well, you're recording it so that you can make sure that you have proper information.
Yeah. 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 I mean, at the time I just thought, well, this is kind of interesting that I tapped it, but during the time that I tapped it, they weren't actually actively listening. I mean, if they are recording it, they would hear it on the playback if they actually listened to it. But the person who was actually conducting the call with me at the time didn't hear it. So I just thought that was interesting. But anyway, so that's something fun to play around with. So next time you get a chance, you know, give it a try, or you can call me and we can play around with it, because it is really cool. Like it will transcribe what you're saying. So it's enough to say that, you know how you and I, we tend to talk really fast, and sometimes we talk over top of each other because, like, I'm an OG Easterner, and, like, you are a New Yorker. And so, like, we know what we're saying, but other people might not. But it would be interesting, actually, for the two of us to try it out while we're talking over top of each other, like, when we just, like, are ourselves. But
and then you see the head emoji exploding?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I really have to work on it. I have to really, really like try a little bit harder though, like when I'm with a client, because I have to make sure, you know, that I don't talk at the same time, because it's hard. Yeah, because I wasn't raised that way. I was raised in an environment where people just, you know, get out of the way, you know, like say what you're going to say, speak up. Like, are you listening to me? Because you're not like talking over top of me at the same time. Like, how do I know if you're even alive in there, you know? Whereas like out here, it's like, how dare you talk while I'm talking? Like, you know, it's just totally, totally different worlds from one end of the country to the other. But you know how it goes. So, but when you're doing this call recording, I don't know how that would impact it. But it would be interesting, an interesting conversation experiment to have. Next thing on my list here is you recently got a new upgraded phone. So now you have a hot little iPhone 15 in your hands there, and you are on iOS 18. And there's some AI features. So I'm interested in knowing now, what AI features do you have exactly?
I don't have anything on my phone because it's a 15, and I believe you need a 15 Pro or a 15 Max, Pro Max.
Well, tell me, go into your settings. And
so I don't have it. I do have it on my iPad. I have the, what do they call it? The Playground?
So like under, all right, so you don't have the action button, but go into your, on your, do you have your iPhone nearby? Like go go under settings and go to general, but don't tap on it. Just in the list, right beneath general, it'll say accessibility, correct?
Correct.
Now on 9, it says action button next, but you don't have an action button, correct?
Okay. No.
And then what does it say beneath accessibility for you?
Camera.
Aha. Okay. So beneath the action button for me and above camera, it says Apple Intelligence and Siri. So you do not have that section at all.
But
on your iPad above camera, you do have Apple Intelligence and Siri.
I do.
Aha. Okay. So you were able to play with some of the AI features that I was talking about. So you don't have any AI features on. Okay. So anybody that doesn't
used
have
it
the Pro,
because I'm honestly not interested.
Yeah.
I did try out the Playground to try to make a new avatar.
I did too.
And
it was
pretty crappy.
Yeah. I thought the
didn't
same
look anything
thing.
Like me. Didn't look anything like me.
I didn't try it with an avatar. You know what I tried to make? My mom and I were talking about, we were texting about birds. Because she came out to visit. That was another highlight of my birthday. My mommy came out to visit. And she was just so, both her and my stepdad came in. They were so excited about our hummingbirds out here. And they said how, like, they're so much bigger than their hummingbirds out there. Anyway, we were talking about birds. And I was trying to make, I couldn't find the picture that I wanted online. I was trying to find a picture of a roadrunner. And I wanted to try to find a picture of a roadrunner with, like, you know, something in its beak. And I thought, well, let me give this a try. This will be the first time that I make an AI image. And I wanted to try to make a picture because I didn't think it existed. I wanted to try to make an image, an AI image of a roadrunner with a worm hanging out of its beak. Because they don't eat necessarily worms. They eat snakes. But I thought, I'll just try for a worm. And so I tried everything to make this happen. And oh my God, it was really weird. I can see why so many images end up with, like, you know, hands that have seven fingers on them and stuff, because the kinds of, like, for the worm, is when I got close enough to getting something coming out of its beak, it was like, it looked like hair. It was really strange. It was very, it was trippy, man. It was really, really freaky. Freaky deaky. How far did you get with it? I mean, did you get anything that looked like anything? Nothing?
Nothing. Now, my cousin did one, and it looked just like him. It came out great. And so I said, okay.
It makes you wonder, how long are people spending with these things? I don't have that kind of time.
It took him a while to get to that point. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I'm sitting watching TV, I'll pull out the iPad, and I'll say, oh, let me try again. And I try different pictures. And what happens is when I use a picture of me currently with my white hair, it comes out as blonde. I'm like, no, I'm not blonde. It's white. I don't like it. It doesn't look like me. I can't even look at it and go, yeah, I see a resemblance. Like, it doesn't look like me.
Yeah. I didn't even think I wanted to even try. Choose person. Like, I'm just going to tap on my person and just. So choose a starting point. Choose an image inspired by Melissa as a starting point. Oh, my God. Yeah, that doesn't look anything like me. Holy crap. Oh, great. Sure, pick the fat picture. Thanks very much. Mm-hmm. I already have horse teeth. Thank you very much. No, thank you. That one's actually not too bad, but I look like one of the Incredibles. That's weird. That's really strange. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, this is just freaky. I don't, weird. That's really weird. That's just bizarre. I don't, You know, first, I just, All right, I'm putting this away. I can't. I just can't. I just can't with this. No. Okay. This is where I turn into my grandmother. I'm like, no, my grandmother was a traditional artist, and I was always very respectful of her not wanting to do anything as far as digital art was concerned, because, you know, I went to college, and my bachelor's degree is actually a fine art degree, believe it or not, because back in the day, that's all they had. Even though I studied commercial art and graphic design and advertising, they just, I don't know, they weren't with the times. And so I ended up getting a bachelor of fine arts, and I still had to study fine arts to arrive at a graphic design degree. We eventually got into the graphics, but I had to study a boatload of fine arts in order to get there. Nowadays, I guess you can just jump right in, but I'm kind of jealous of them. Not that I don't appreciate fine arts. I do like fine arts. It's just that I was really eager to do all of the computerized stuff, because that's what I saw and what I really wanted to get into, and I really thought that was awesome. I was just, like, so geeky at such a young age. And I kind of resented the fact that I had to go and, like, draw naked people and work with charcoal and do, like, all of the messy kind of stuff, when it was like, I didn't want to get all messy. I wanted to use the digital stylus. And, you know, I wanted to, like, you know, I saw the very first thing that I saw when I went on a school field trip when I was 11 was there was a woman that was doing a computerized graphic, and she showed us, I don't remember, you know, what kind of program it was, but she was doing this. There was a flower, and there was a stem, and she showed us how to make it look as if a caterpillar had taken a little bite out of the stem. And that's all she did. Like, she just used the stylus and just used the eraser tool. And she's like, oh, look, a caterpillar took a bite out of it. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's amazing. I want to do that. That's what I want to be when I grow up. I want to do that. I mean, I did get to do that, but, like, that's what I wanted to do, and not, you know, work with acrylics and oil and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I did, but I didn't want to do it for a job. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, I could just imagine, like, my grandmother, you know, looking down and just going, oh, that's just, Yeah. I don't want to do these AI images and stuff. This is just, no. It was bad enough getting into the computerized stuff, which I enjoyed, but now looking at this, I'm like, this is just over the top. This is where it's just not real art to me. So now I know how she feels.
And it's too open to fraud.
It is. It is. And it's like, it feels like, you know, you feed the stuff. I didn't participate in any of the things. It's fine that other people did it, but I didn't want to participate in. I didn't want to feed it my images. And you know what? Like, I've been told by so many people, like, oh, you look like somebody I know. And I've met my doppelganger before. Like, I looked at a few of those things. I'm like, yeah, I've met those girls before. Like, I'm probably already cloned by somebody. You know, I already look like somebody else. So I don't need to do that. Anyway, back to Blue Sky. So, yeah, everything is on fire, including social media, unfortunately. And I guess it's the dawn of a new era, and social media is like dying, and new social media is being born, I guess. Ugh. Twitter is awful, and now it's not even called Twitter anymore. And now Facebook is screwing it up, and they're evil. Don't use this. Don't use that. Butter is bad for you. Eggs are even worse. They lied to us about sugar, and now
It's the pushing of the lies. It's the pushing of the lies. You know, with what's his face, Zuckerberg saying, mm-hmm. we are not going to fact check anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how the lies spread.
Maybe they shouldn't have fact checked in the first place. I don't know. Maybe pushing people to lie in the first. I don't know. They should have just invented it in the first place. That's what got us into this mess. Maybe if only MySpace had just lived. If we wouldn't have glitter bombed at all. I said the other day, that's what we could do. That's what we could do. That's how we killed MySpace. We should just glitter bomb everything. Let's just start posting GIFs of glitter bomb GIFs. And I do say GIF, by the way. Glitter bombed GIFs all over Facebook, everywhere. See, that was the thing. Remember, did you ever use Facebook? I mean, yeah, Facebook. Did you ever use MySpace?
No, I didn't do MySpace.
You never got a MySpace account? Oh,
no.
There was, I remember thinking it was so cool. There was a young girl, I think she was like 13 or something. She became a millionaire because she learned how to code on MySpace, and it was all like glitter templates and stuff. And she would sell them for 99 cents a piece. And women went gaga over it, went nuts buying these templates and, you know, 99 cents, 99 cents, 99 cents. And she would just sell them like crazy because everybody wanted to glitter up their MySpace templates. And she figured out how to do it. She tapped a nerve. It's like tapping oil, you know. That's what needs to happen. But see, Facebook locked that down, and it was always like the boring blue. You know, you could never customize it. Same thing with Twitter. Like, they let you customize your banner. And then Facebook, you know, copied that. I was like, okay, well, now you can customize your avatar, and you can customize your profile, but you can't change the color of your theme, and you know what I mean? I don't even know if you can do that in Blue Sky yet. I don't think you can. That was always the thing I loved about what was it in Twitter? You know, app clients. I can't remember the name of it. I blogged about it. There was this app client that I loved where, you know, I could download code and I could change.
There was different Twitterific and.
Yeah, yeah.
Echo, was it called Echofon? Echo?
That might have been one of them. Yeah, there was all these different Twitter clients that you could use.
I used that one, and there was another one. Oh, what was it called? There was Twitterific, and I think there was another one that had Twitter in its name.
Mm-hmm.
That was third party.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them.
Until Elmo came along.
Mm-hmm. There were so many. I mean, maybe, you know, that's going to start popping up for Blue Sky too. Even with Mastodon, there's Ice Cubes. There's all of these, you know, third-party clients. And then you can customize all of them to your heart's content, because then it's like a wrapper, you know, that the code flows through. And then you customize all that to make it look how you want it to look. But I don't think there's any clients for Facebook.
There is not, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
You use the actual Facebook. Now, one of the things Blue Sky needs to do with their own app, because I have it on my phone and on my iPad, is that the iPad version is the iPhone version. So it's like you're going back. Yes. Remember when the iPad first came out and you had the little arrow button to make it bigger?
Right.
That's the way Blue Sky is right now. It's horrible.
Oh, God. I haven't even tried
it. It's horrible.
Oh, my. Wow.
You know, at least with Twitter, you get an iPad version.
Oh, my. Yeah, I guess they're not there yet. But, you know, you think that they should be, because then we looked at our notes and we were like, okay, since we started researching this back in Thanksgiving time, there was there's been a growth of like over
4.5 million people.
4.5 million people have joined since Thanksgiving alone. And it's up to 26,873,513 users just of the last screenshot. That's just wild. Wild.
Let's see how much it's gone up since I took that screenshot. So what did we say? 873513. It is now 885775. And the number keeps going up. It's going 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83. It just keeps going up.
Wow.
Increasing by 1.7 users per second.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The bad thing, though, is there is so many porn bots.
Mm-hmm.
I have been blocking left and right.
Yep, that's usually what ruins
it. And they all have the same name, and they all signed up 6 hours ago.
Mm.
Oh, so I report and I block.
Yeah, that's a shame. There should be some kind of way to do that more.
Yeah, so we got to get rid of the porn and the crypto bros.
Mm. Isn't there a way you can just filter it from your own feed?
Yeah, you can put that. Yeah, I just block. No, these are people that follow you. Yeah,
I see. Okay.
Block. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's something else you have to be careful with if you go on to Blue Sky. It's still confusing, and I really haven't taken the time to just really sit down and dig into it. But they have things called lists and feeds, but you can make a list of, say, you know, you're a knitter, you know, so these are all accounts that I follow who are knitters. And so you can put, you know, 50, 100 people, and they all have talk about knitting content. And then there's a way of clicking a button and that you follow them all in one fell swoop.
Yes. Yeah,
now, you can still do individual. You can still click on each individual name and decide, does this person have content that I want to follow? Yeah, this person, not so much. I want to, but, you know, and I'll keep going. Or you can follow. The problem with that is there are false positives.
Mm.
For example, I got a notification that I was on a block list.
Oh.
Because I think it said what this person did is they ran some sort of script, and if you had the word crypto in your bio, it put you on this list because it just assumed that you were pushing crypto. Well, mine says I block crypto. So that was the false positive. And the guy basically goes, well, there's a lot of false positives. Oh, well, with the shrugging emoji next to it. So I started to go through the list. I couldn't find my name. He had hundreds of people on this list. There were so many people on that list that did not belong because it said crypto, the circle with the line through it, basically saying, don't bug me with crypto.
Aww.
But this person was on the list.
Aww.
So my recommendation is when you see a list, whether it's a follow list or a block list, do not automatically click it.
Yeah.
Go through the list and pick and choose.
Yeah.
Because I have done that. And like, oh, wait a minute. This person doesn't belong
on this list.
This person doesn't belong on this list.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yes, it's definitely a pain to have to go through and see, is this person someone that you do want to block or not? You know, or follow for whatever reason. Do them individually. Make sure that you're either following or blocking the right person.
I just found something interesting. So one of the things I was going to say is I wish we could go back to the days of just publishing I still have one, but it's got so much link rot. It's so sad. I don't know how long it would take to fix, but just rolling our own blogs, you know, and using an RSS, just a good old fashioned RSS reader, and just read blogs, just blog, you know, instead of social media like it's turned into. And I found the app that I was thinking of. It was called Twirl, and it was spelled T-W-H-I-R-L. And it doesn't go anywhere, but that was the name of the app. And I had a blog. I found the blog post that I wrote about it back in 2009. And it was a twirl.org was the name of the website. And it was an app, and you could customize it and stuff. And in this blog post, there is a link to FriendFeed. Do you remember FriendFeed?
That, vaguely.
Yeah.
Didn't use it, but vaguely.
That was like a really rudimentary, early on social network. And I had links to it in this post. I just clicked on it, and it redirects directly to Facebook. I wonder, you know, like I would expect, you know, that would be a dead link, but it just goes right to Facebook. I didn't know. Did they own it? Does Facebook own FriendFeed?
He must have bought the domain.
Huh. FriendFeed.
He must have bought the domain.
Oh, yeah. Facebook buys FriendFeed. Darn it. They just own everything. And in some countries, you remember when, you know, AOL was like really popular, and it was like AOL is the internet for a lot of people?
Remember, that was for me.
Yeah, like back in the day, in like the early days, it was like, you know, you'd have Earthlink or these other companies, but there were a lot of people that AOL was the internet, and that's all they knew. Like, they didn't understand that AOL isn't the internet. It's just one company. It was just one carrier that you could go with. It wasn't the entire internet. But for a lot of people, they just did not understand that, and they just stayed within the AOL ecosystem. You know what I mean? Like, they just used the AOL browser, and that's it. That's all they knew. They didn't go anywhere else. And so they were kind of siloed, you know? Well, that's how it is in some countries. Facebook is a silo for some countries, and that's the only place. Like, it's their whole entire infrastructure. It's how they pay their bills, even. That's kind of freaky. They own so much. So I don't know. I just think it's a huge giant. I don't know what will ever happen to it. So I don't know what the challengers, you know, are up against. Just kind of yikes. Wow. Anywho, so, you know, I've been, you know, trying to use it more exclusively. I still have my other accounts because I told you, you know, as much as I don't like using Twitter for my own personal reasons and, you know, for ethical reasons, I still have the account. I don't want to close it out because it's part of my brand and I don't want somebody else to get it. So I keep it just as a means of protection. I know a lot of people are closing out their accounts and I don't plan on really using it, but I just keep it just to keep my name registered. But I've been trying to use Blue Sky more often. There's a really good podcast episode where they interview Jay Graber, the CEO, and she speaks really intelligently. It's a Decoder episode, and I would really encourage you to listen to it because she talks a lot about the business side of things, and then she really does get deep into the weeds, into the geekier side of things. And I really enjoyed listening to that, where they talked about the AT protocol, or some people say the AT protocol. And I found that to be really interesting, a really geeky, interesting listen. So I'll have that link in the show notes. I thought that was pretty cool to listen to.
One thing about Blue Sky that was missing, you know, it's still missing some features that Twitter has. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I liked about Twitter is you can click on the Explore tab. Mm-hmm. So if you heard, okay, so now we all know right now there's raging fires in LA. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see strictly tweets about the fires in LA, you can click on that. That's usually going to be, you know, up there at the top of the hashtags. You can click on it and learn about what's going on with the fires. They didn't have that on Blue Sky.
Mm.
But about a month ago or so, they started putting it in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. They've got that feature. So right now it's got trending, and it says it's in beta.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're talking about is LA fires, the SAVE Act, Trump sentencing, and SCOTUS. So those are the four topics that are trending right now on Blue Sky. Underneath that, they have recommended, and it says feeds we think you might like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got sports, NFL, NBA, gardening, Taylor Swift, fashion, film and TV, and there's a few others under here. So if I was interested in film and TV, if I click on that one, it's giving me a bunch of people talking about film and TV. Though at the top, this is what I'm not understanding. It brings me to a feed, somebody's feed of, it's bringing me a film. Okay, it's a better movie feed for film lovers. It's all here. Okay, so this is a feed as opposed to just random people talking about film and TV.
And your feeds might be different than my feeds, I wonder.
Yeah, it could be, but I don't like that.
You don't like the feeds, or which part don't you like?
I don't like that I click on a topic and it's bringing me to a feed by one individual.
By one individual. Is it because that's the only person in that feed and you still need to feed the feed?
It's one individual's feed of other people. Mm. It's a list.
It's a list.
Okay. Excuse me. Is it a list or a feed? No, it's a feed.
Hmm.
It's all this.
Does it have a hashtag in front of it?
You see, film and TV. No, it's called film. And you've got this one person. And at the very top, it says, question about this feed? Check the FAQ. And then underneath it are the people that she's followed.
Mm-hmm.
And
I guess you could unsubscribe from it.
Well, I'm not subscribed. This is from doing a search and looking at trending topics.
Oh, I see. Okay. So if I go down to trending.
As opposed to going on Twitter, where if I clicked on Explore, and like I said, came up, you know, clicked on LA Fires, it's just a bunch of random people. Some I might follow, some I might not.
How many things do you have under trending? Because I only have three ovals. I have LA Fires, Save Act, and SCOTUS.
And I have Trump sentencing. So I have those four.
So you have four, and I only have three.
Yeah, and I don't know if that has anything to do with what I look at, what I post.
Sounds like it might be.
You know, I would think trending would be
What
people are talking about, whether I care
evidently
or
not.
And then, excuse me, recommended is popular with friends, quiet posters, sports, NFL, gardening, pop culture. So there's a whole bunch.
Yeah, I don't have NFL.
So let me see. Oh, I hate football, so I don't know why they have that. So yeah, again, I clicked on pop culture and this one person comes up.
I don't have pop culture.
And it's just a bunch of...
There's a lot of people leaving Meta's platforms, like not just Facebook, but all of their platforms. So that would be Threads and Instagram. Yeah. Ooh, Instagram is going to take a big hit. Instagram is really popular. That's really a shame.
So I don't know. I'm still finding Blue Sky to be confusing. There's feeds and there's lists, and you can make your own list. So I guess lists is kind of like the list you would make on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
where you could say, I don't want to hear this word, or mm-hmm. I only want to hear topics that have this word, or I just want to follow knitters. I just want to follow.
Well, yeah, I like that you can customize it because you
genealogy posts. I just want to follow Red Sox posts or baseball posts. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing I like about Blue Sky is that, for me at least, I feel like Blue Sky is the one right now, out of all of them, that does that suits my needs right now the best as far as supporting my mental health. Because right now, as far as the world is concerned, yes, I want the ability to be able to mute words and tags. Like right here in the settings section, there's a section called moderation. So I can do muted words and tags, and I can choose, so I can enter a word or a tag. I can choose the duration of forever, 24 hours, 7 days, or 30 days. I can mute in texts and tags or tags only. I can exclude users I follow, and then I can delete or add to that however I want. So that's something I can customize. I can do moderations in lists. I can mute accounts or unmute accounts. I can block accounts. I can enable or disable adult content, because remember how you're talking about all the porn. I can show or warn or hide about non-sexual nudity. There's something called Advanced Blue Sky Moderation Service. That's something new that I haven't clicked on before. Oh, there's a whole section in there under labels, posts, and replies. There's a whole bunch of things you can hide and warn. So there's a whole bunch of things that you can do in there as far as moderation is concerned. I mean, how well it will work or not is to be seen. But of course, you know, at least the fact that the option is there is good. So I like that. I really like that. So yes, there are feeds, there are lists. So that's something you can customize. So you can set this up to be, I think what it is they give you things to start out with so that you can discover things, and then you can remove things. So like the trending, if I don't want to see that, I can just exit out. I don't have to see that. I can just strip this down so that there's like nothing in here but like mushrooms. Mm. You know what I mean? I can make it less and less of a fire hose. I can make it about just one topic if I wanted to.
Which you can also do on Twitter too. But you know,
can
going
you?
Back to
really?
Yeah. Just choose that list. So like mm-hmm. I said, if you just want to look at you just want to follow knitters, you can just open your list about knitters and then just see that, so you're not seeing anything about politics or weather or sports or whatever else. Mm-hmm. So going back to search, if I click on MLB, it brings me to somebody's feed.
If you click on it, if you search for it,
if I go to the search button and then it says recommended feeds we think you might like, one of them is MLB. It belongs to somebody's feed. If I go into the search bar, and I click MLB, then I get top, just like Twitter, the top posts, the latest posts. I get posts from, I get a list of people who follow the MLB, or maybe they have some sort of baseball in their profile. And then I get an option of feeds. And then these are different feeds that I could follow if I choose to, that have something to do with baseball.
Mm-hmm. So that looks like that'd be helpful.
Yeah. Well, I like this post. Yankees fan who mauled Mookie Betts at the World Series, banned from all MLB stadiums indefinitely. Awesome.
See, I'm going to look up mechanical keyboards.
I love Mookie until he defected. He was on the Red Sox. But yeah, I happened to see that game during the World Series in October. The Dodgers played the Yankees, and Mookie Betts was making a play in the outfield, and this guy reached over and was like attacking him and trying to get the ball out of his hand.
Wow.
Out of his glove. I'm just like, holy crap.
Yeah, this is cool. This is really cool. I typed in mechanical keyboard as a search term, and you can choose any language. So I can filter it just by English, top and latest. This is going to be dangerous. This is going to be dangerous. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I think I'm going to end up spending a lot more time on here. Okay, so what about this? Like, okay, I want to do HomeKit. Okay, HomeKit, because Siri's driving me crazy lately. Oh, she keeps lying to me and telling me that my accessories have not responded, but they have. So I could do a whole thing about, okay, any language. I want to see it in English. And I want to see the latest things. Oh, that's pretty cool. And then I can follow different things. So that's pretty neat. Now, I wonder if this will change as I do searching for these subjects, if it will change my trending stuff. That would be interesting.
It could. Now, one thing that Blue Sky is missing that both Facebook and Twitter have are groups.
Now, yes, so what would be the difference about what's the difference between groups and lists?
Okay, so you know that if you go on Facebook, you might like, as I've said before, I watched it. I watch Days of Our Lives. I'm in a Days of Our Lives group.
Okay.
And that's just basically the moderator of that group puts in spoilers and, you know, happy birthday to, you know, this actor who's on Days of Our Lives, you know, like, you know, just cheesy kind of stuff. No big deal. But that, that you're in a group. And as you know, some groups are private. You need an invitation to get in. Or you need to basically apply to make sure that you're not a bot and they let you in. Or they're public. You can just go, yeah, I want to be in this Days of Our Lives group. On Twitter, I'm in a few groups and it's basically the direct messages. So we're all in this one big direct message is what it is. And we call that a group.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be in that group unless the person who is the administrator of that group says, yeah, come on in, Melissa.
Right.
We need something like that on Blue Sky for people who want to talk about a particular topic. Like I'm looking at one on genealogy where she says, how do we completely move away from the meta platform while maintaining the various sub-communities?
Yeah, because like I have one for my family. We have one for our family reunion. I'd love to do that on Blue Sky because it's not federated and it's not owned by, you know, some, you know, person who's ethically irresponsible.
And you don't want it to be public. You don't want people to see where you live. Exactly. You don't want to see people, you know, where you're holding it, when you're holding your reunion, pictures that you might put up. Things like that, you want that to be private.
There's starter packs, but that's not the same thing. Starter packs, you haven't created a starter pack yet. Starter packs lets you easily share your favorite feeds and people with your friends. I mean, you could create another handle that's private and maybe do it that way.
The thing with starter packs is that there are some accounts that's all they do.
Yeah.
Is starter packs. Mm-hmm. You know, you look under their profile and then you look, does this person have started? Yeah, like this one person I just clicked 7 minutes ago posted a starter pack.
And I'm going to make one now. Another starter pack.
And another starter. I'm like, this whole feed is starter packs. And like, you have nothing else to say? So
I can't even find you. Why can't I find you?
Yeah. Jeez. So where you would find a starter pack, if you
it's
went
under
to
your
name,
profile.
Yeah, it's post replies, media, starter packs, and lists, so you can see.
But how would I find you to add to my starter pack? Because it says choose people.
So the way I did it.
Oh, I had to look for your handle. Okay.
Yeah, I did do one starter pack just
so you have to know their handle.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to add 6 more people though. Okay. I don't know 6 more people that I want to practice with.
And there's usually a limit to how many people. Like I'm just looking at one that I made. It's got 24 people and I can go up to 50. So if I want to, I can click on my starter pack and just look at the posts of the people who are in that starter pack.
Yeah. So that's a way to isolate it into a group.
So the starter pack would be good if, okay, I know you have an interest in the genealogy as well as I do. You could make a genealogy starter pack and add people to that and then just look at their posts.
Mm-hmm. But then what's the difference between a starter pack and a list?
I think, and I'm, like I said, I haven't.
Starter packs, you can share favorite feeds. Lists are, so for starter packs, you can share
they're
feeds.
Used to, this says they're used to drive feeds. That's what I'm, what it's just kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a starter pack is what you would use to share with other people and to get other people's name out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to say, hey, this group of 50 people are great follows if you're into genealogy.
So it's like Follow Friday was on Twitter. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, under feeds, it says you have no feeds, but I have a whole right side full of feeds. So why does it say I have no feeds? I have feeds.
Well, my feed, the ones that I have, it says all the feeds you've saved right in one place. So I've got Discover, Following, and Mutuals. So Discover is just what it says. I'm discovering what's going on today. Following is just the people that I follow.
Mm-hmm.
And mutuals are the people that I follow who are also following me. Because just because I follow someone doesn't mean they follow me back.
Right. I have all that too, but then I have a whole bunch of other things in there. And then I noticed that you can edit that list and you can use arrows to change the order and you can pin things to the top.
Correct.
So that's another customization that you can do, which is pretty
And they have
cool.
something called Discover New Feeds. And it says Popular with Friends, which is a feed by BlueSky.app. They have science, at least mine has science, art, news, Japanese cluster, which is a feed of all posts from authors in the Japanese language cluster. Cat pics, people who like to put up pictures of cats, gardening,
mm-hmm.
birds.
See, again, I just feel like this is so much more supportive of our mental health and well-being. Because we can customize it. Now, I know you said you can do all that stuff on Twitter. However, Twitter's owned by a Nazi. And Blue Sky is not. And that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather use Blue Sky for that reason. If I can do everything that I can do on Blue Sky and Twitter, I'd rather just use Blue Sky. And not feel like I'm owned by a narcissist Nazi.
And one thing I also noticed about Blue Sky, now I don't know if this is going to continue, but there's no ads.
Oh, right, right.
When you go on Twitter, there's ads, though I have noticed they have dropped significantly. There are very, very few ads.
Well, maybe because more people poured more money into it.
There will be ads.
There will be ads. You know,
so there may be ads in Blue Sky, but as of right now, there's no advertising.
But you might be able to filter them out more depending on how you have your preferences set.
Yeah. Now, how they're making their money, I don't know.
Although, listening to Jay Graber, though, it sounded to me like maybe there won't be ads because maybe, you know, the way that she talked about the business model, maybe they won't have to do ads necessarily. Like, there might be ads for Blue Sky, but maybe there won't be so many ads, like it won't be so like littered with ads like the way Twitter has been, because they're going to be selling services within Blue Sky. Like right now you can for free, because they're still, you know, rolling this out, but for free you can set up your own server and your own domain and things like that. But maybe in the future they'll charge for that, or they're going to upsell you on things like that. Like you can use all of these features for free now, but maybe in the future there's going to come a time where they'll charge for other features. I mean, I really hope that, you know, they don't be like, okay, we're going to give you the taste for free. And now like, oh, this great feature that you really love using that you like really depend on. Now we're going to charge you $8.99 a month for, you know, that's going to suck. Because then people will be like, well, this is part of my workflow and like, I can't, you know, live without it. And like, okay, well, now you have to pay us.
And then you'll wonder, are they going to do what Twitter does, where you pay X dollars a month to have a blue check mark?
Yeah.
Which in a way is good because allegedly,
yes,
you know, if someone has a blue check mark next to their name, they are who they say they are.
Well, and that's a problem with Blue Sky right now. I mean, it has been a problem in the past, and that's why that was their way around it, was to get verified. It's the verified check mark. It's the blue checks. And that was the problem. So that was how they got around verification. And a lot of people had that problem with, you know, using your real name, just like, you know, in the United States, we have that big problem with like real ID for voting. It's the same way in social media. A lot of people have a problem with real ID. It's not exactly fair to a lot of citizens here. Like, for example, out here in the desert, it's really difficult for, say, Native Americans who live on reservations, because in order to have a real ID, you need to have, you know, a certain type of address. And there are people who live on reservations that don't fit the criteria. And so they're excluded from being able to obtain a real ID. Well, then that, you know, that contributes to gerrymandering. And then, you know, it harms their ability to be able to vote. And that's why real ID is difficult out here, to my understanding. That's my understanding with the difficulty with the whole real ID thing, as I understood it. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, and just make sure you have the facts to back that up that I can evaluate. And then as far as the real name thing on social media, I know a lot of people had issues with that because of domestic, I guess we don't call it domestic violence anymore. It's intimate. I think it's called intimate violence because not intimate all violence. Doesn't even have to be a partner, but I think it's intimate violence now because it doesn't always happen in a domicile. But anyway, the point is that, you know, not everybody wants to use their real name for protection purposes. So that puts people in danger. And so the idea is to reduce harm. So not everyone can use their real name on social media for reasons.
I do know someone like that.
Yeah, I know plenty of people like that. And yeah, it's a difficult thing. So you're always going to have these issues crop up where it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. So there needs to be some kind of a flexibility or contingency plan so that people can keep themselves safe, because safety is, you know, safety is that basic foundation that all things have to be built upon. So how do you get around that? And so, you know, how do you deal with that? You know, celebrities need to be safe too. So how do celebrities and even brands, you know, I'm a small business owner. How do I protect myself? How do I, just me, this one small little person, how do I keep myself safe on a social network? I mean, right now, I have to go out and, like, you know, like Twitter, like, I don't want to use it necessarily for ethical reasons, but I still have to keep an account because I don't want somebody else to take my brand name, right? Same is true for everything else. Like, what do I do? You know, how do I protect myself? How do I keep myself safe? How do I keep my business safe? How do I keep my brand safe? How do I protect myself because I'm not a super, you know, rich celebrity that can afford to just pay somebody to go do it? So how do you verify? How do you build trust in your brand and in your community? And how do you verify and show people that you are who you say you are? So that's going to be an issue.
So Melissa, I think it's time to wrap up. If people want to get in touch with us and tell us their experience with Blue Sky, how would they do so?
We have a variety of ways. We have our website, geekiestshowever.com. And if you go over there, you'll want to click on the contact tab, and there's a form you can fill out, and that'll send us an old-fashioned email, or you don't even have to do that. You can email us. Our email address is podcast@geekiestshowever.com. And you can contact us that way. And please do make sure that you take a look at the show notes and check out our affiliate links. We would appreciate that. Anything helps. Make sure that you sign up for Setup if you haven't already, and check out the other links that we've posted. We're also social, so check out our social links. And where are we on the socials?
On Blue Sky, we are at geekiestshowever.bsky.social. Mastodon is at geekiestshowever@techhub.social. I am on Mastodon at Sensei Dai, mastodon.social@SenseiDai. Blue Sky, it is also SenseiDai.bluesky.social, BSKY. And Melissa is, just go to Mac Mommy and you'll find all things Melissa. But she is at the Mac Mommy.
That's me. Or you can go to my website, themacmommy.com.
Yeah, go to themacmommy.com, find things, all things Melissa. Once again, we would like to thank you so much for listening. We will be back again in a few weeks. And until then, please stay safe.